Taking a look first at your news for today. A 61-year-old Applegate man is expected to face charges following a single-vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on Icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January the 21st after a 2009 Chevrolet Silverado left the roadway and overturned into a north side ditch. Investigators said the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for treatment. Officials have not released details on the severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing their seatbelts and airbags did not deploy. Authorities said alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash. Charges are pending as the investigation continues. Names have not yet been released. And in other news, at around 7:19 p.m. on January the 22nd, officers with the Port Huron Police Department responded to the 3000 block of 26th Street for a report of a physical domestic assault in progress. As officers arrived onto the scene and approached the residence, the suspect began firing shots towards the officers. Officers took cover and established a perimeter around the residence. Additional resources immediately responded to the scene, including the Port Huron Police Department Special Response Team and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team. During the incident, the suspect fired multiple rounds toward officers from an upstairs window. Officers with the Port Huron Crisis Negotiation Unit briefly spoke with the suspect. When further attempts to communicate were unsuccessful, a drone was deployed into the residence to assist in locating the suspect. Using the drone, officers located a male subject who appeared to be unresponsive in an upstairs bedroom. The special response team then made entry into the residence and located the suspect, deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers were injured during the incident, and the incident remains under investigation with no additional information available at this time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a united way, improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to health care and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support. And where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news, State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing a Michigan Department of Health and Human Services plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne and Oakland counties to qualify for federal rural health care grants, arguing that the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as partially rural undermines the intent of the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program, which was created to improve healthcare access in rural areas. He warned that his district is becoming a healthcare desert with longer wait times and fewer available services, and he said the grants could significantly improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding, less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services setting aside nearly $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he was continuing to push for the funds to be directed back to rural communities that needed them the most. And the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services is encouraging residents to review their insurance policies and take preventative steps as more winter storms approach the state. Officials warn that snow, ice, and freezing temperatures often lead to costly damage such as pipe bursts, roof leaks, and vehicle accidents. The DIFS director, Anita Fox, said many consumers are caught off guard each year by winter-related losses and urge residents to confirm their coverage before any problems occur. She noted that reviewing policies and speaking with an insurance agent can help to reduce financial stress if a claim becomes necessary. The department recommends homeowners keep indoor temperatures above 55 degrees, insulate exposed pipes, and clear gutters and heavy snow from rooftops. Residents are also advised to prepare for possible power outages by keeping emergency supplies on hand and checking whether their policies cover spoiled food or temporary living costs. Drivers are urged to understand whether they have collision or comprehensive auto coverage for any winter-related accidents, falling debris, or flooding damage, and to plan for any deductibles. Travelers should review travel insurance options in case winter weather disrupts their trips. And consumers with any questions about insurance or financial services can contact the DIFS directly at 1-877-999-6442, or you can click on the link in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, January the 25th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.